Zach, you're coming into this season healthy, not having a off season surgery like the previous. Your preparation and getting into a groove with learning the nuances of the offense and kind of working on different things.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, everyone wants to play at 100%. You know, last year was just rushed. You know, no excuses. Obviously, I should have, you know, done better and all that last year. But it's nice coming to this year healthy. You know, I'm super excited that I finally have the ability to feel like, you know, I'm strides ahead of where I was last year and even my freshman year when I was healthy. And, you know, I'm super, super excited for this first game.
Hey, Jared, for Mitch, either one.
Zach, congratulations on earning the starting job. Knowing how good Baylor and Jaron are, you know them probably as well as anybody, just how good they are. Having Coach Grimes and the coaching staff say you earned the starting job with your performance in fall camp this year, what does that mean to you to have been able to do that with such great competition?
Yeah, you know, it just leaves it with no doubt. You know, I think it shows your teammates, your coaches, that you're willing to work for it. You know, that's how every spot in football, I think, should be. You have to earn the right to play and earn the right to play well. And, you know, competition just makes everyone better. And so I think that's kind of what we got out of this whole process was the coaches want to play the best players that they can. And so competition always brings out the best players in everybody.
Hey, Jared.
Jared? I just went, so it's probably Mitch.
Oh, my. Okay, sorry, my bad. Mitch? Did Mitch have one? Let's go with Jay Drew.
Hey, Zach, this is your third preseason or lead up to a game. How would you compare the readiness level of the team for this game a week out as opposed to the last 2 years?
Yeah, I'd say we're definitely a lot further ahead than we've ever been. I think a lot of that has to do with the experience. We have a lot of guys that have played in multiple seasons now, and we have a lot of experience coming back. And so when fall camp started, you know, we kind of just hit it in stride. And you know, the details of practice and everything was just a little bit different. Everything was a little bit, you know, next level stuff. Everyone kind of understood the basics, and that was kind of expected going to fall camp, not really restarting at day one, but growing from day one and saying, okay, well, now what's the next step of how we can make this even better? And so I think the team is, you know, a lot further ahead than where we've been, and I'm excited to get going.
Okay, we'll take questions from Jason, Jay, and John.
Zach, obviously, year after year, there's turnover with guys graduating and moving on. But when you look at what the offense has around you, how would you describe the weapons that you have at your disposal this season?
Yeah, I would say playmakers. I would say that's one of the biggest things BYU has been known for as far as lacking. And, you know, this year I think we have some playmakers. We got, you know, young guys now stepping up into their third year, now upperclassmen that, you know, just getting the ball in their hands, they're going to make plays. You know, even guys that you don't talk about as much, but this O-line is a really good O-line. They're going to come through and be one of the most dominant O-lines in the country, I'm sure. And, you know, these guys have really put in the work. And so, you know, I would just say that everyone at every position is just making plays and they're doing their job. And I think that's what's most important.
When people talk about Navy, for obvious reasons, a lot of people just focus on the offensive side of the football, but their defense took some big strides last year, and I think they're looking to continue that. When you look at the midshipman defense, what do you see?
Yeah, a lot of chaos. I'd say that's what they try and create, right? And, you know, they were ranked, I think, 16th in the country last year in total defense, and, you know, they cause a lot of problems for an offense, and you got to be disciplined in what you're seeing and what's going on, and you got to have the ability to, you know, make the best play that you can on every play by understanding what they're giving you. And I would say that's probably the biggest thing they're doing is just trying to cause havoc. They're trying to, you know, get pressure, bait you into throwing something you probably shouldn't be throwing. And so they're a well disciplined team.
Okay, Jay, and then John Kuhn, and then Mitch Harper.
Hey, Zach, Ed Lamb said today that no players were opting out. I know you personally, you wouldn't you wouldn't do that. I mean, obviously you love football so much, but have you had to talk any players into not opting out, or has that kind of been pretty unanimous?
Yeah, I mean, the whole opting out thing is their personal choice. You know, I would never try and, you know, feel like I'm putting someone at risk by trying to, you know, urge them one way or the other as far as that decision. You know, I feel like it was never a decision that actually came to and actually had to be discussed. I feel like we asked the question one time of guys that felt like, you know, not playing this season would have been an issue, and not one person stood up and said anything. And so, you know, if someone did, you know, that's their own personal decision, and that has to do with, you know, the ones they live with, their family, their choices, you know, any other conditions that they have. And so we would all respect that, but, you know, it was never really something we had to talk about, just because, you know, the guys are all bought in and ready to go, and they understand the risk that we're taking. And, you know, it's definitely worth it to play some college football.
Hey, John.
Zach, looking at Navy, and their ball control offense running the triple option, they like to pound it. From your perspective on the other side, with BYU's offense, how much of a premium does that put on extending drives on your end and finishing drives when you know that they really are kind of a ball control style with how they play?
Yeah, you know, you got to be smart as far as you know, controlling the field. You can't go three and out multiple times in a row. You can't, you know, just keep stalling on drives. You got to have extended drives, whether you score or not. You got to be able to hold on to the ball for a little bit. You know, turnovers are a big one too. Teams that turn the ball over against ball control teams are the ones that lose it as well. And a big focus for us is just not getting, you know, stiff on the sideline while we're waiting to go back up on offense, and you know, trusting in what we're seeing, and being able to still come out and make plays after sitting on the bench for a good 15 minutes or whatever it is, we need to be able to be ready at all times.
Zach, I apologize if this was asked already. I came in late, had some dino nuggets, had to get my kids, 2020, I guess. But I'm just curious, you know, being a quarterback, number one, it's a difficult work. You got to put in a lot of work to get to that point. Just maybe describe the work that you put in to get back to this point, to being the starting quarterback and lead this program in 2020.
Yeah, you know, whether or not, you know, they said I was the starter from day one last year, or it was a competition this fall, no matter what, you know, the work that I put in this offseason was going to be exactly the same as what I did this offseason. I think that just, you know, that has to show as far as your character and your personality, that, you know, never get complacent with your spot and never take it for granted and never think, oh, well, I'm the starter, so I need to, you know, I can chill a little bit. But, you know, every offseason is an opportunity to take it to the next level and achieve new goals and, you know, maybe striving to be the number one on the team, but now it's striving to be one of the best in the country or whatever it is. And so that offseason preparation was going to be the same no matter what. And so, you know, I wanted to give everything I could to help this team win this next year.
A lot of talk has been made about the offensive line. Just maybe speak to the growth that room has taken in fall camp, a lot of returning experience, what those guys mean to you.
Yeah, those guys are studs. You know, all of them have had some playing time now, a couple years under their belts. And, you know, I'd say the biggest thing with the O-line is how close all of them are, their connection. And I know they're always going up there and watching film together and studying the playbook and coming out and walking through plays, whatever it is. But all of them do everything together, and I think that's really important, right? Because it's all one unit, and they all rely on each other. And I would say that's huge. You know, those guys all trust each other and want each other to be the best they can be. And so, you know, I'm excited to watch those guys ball out, especially on Labor Day.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jared and then Jay Catch.
Zach, you've always embraced the big stage, and this is maybe the biggest stage you'll get this year, you know, playing a team that was ranked last year on Labor Day, on ESPN, all of that. So I imagine that there's definitely a desire to make the most of that. How do you balance that with, you know, not getting caught up in the moment or getting, you know, away from yourself? How do you find that balance between making the most of the moment and not getting carried away by the moment?
Yeah, you know, it's always, you don't want to take the highs too high and the lows too low. You know, you always kind of want to be balanced in everything that you do. And especially as a quarterback, you got to be level-minded. You never read into the outside noise. You always just trust the teammates around you. You listen to your coaches, and you got to do what they ask you to do. And You know, even though we're probably gonna have tons of people watching our games, it's not going to feel like that when we're playing against Navy. The stadium's going to be empty. It's going to be probably feeling kind of like a scrimmage. And so that's really the time we just dial in. You don't worry about that other stuff. And, you know, you just execute. I think that's the biggest thing we got to focus on.
Thanks, Zach.
Zach, I wanted to ask you, you've been here, this is your third season at BYU. You've been here along with Aaron Roderick and Jeff Grimes for their run here as well. How different is this offense going into this year than it has been in previous years?
Yeah, I'll just say getting a little bit closer to finding that identity. You know, I think we're there, and I think we know what we want to do as far as just schematics. And we have the players that we've had over the last, you know, it's the third year for a lot of us that are playing still. And, you know, I'd say the progression as an offense, the maturity comes when you hit about that third year. And so, you know, I feel like everyone's dialed in with what we're doing. Everyone knows what we're trying to accomplish. Everyone knows, you know, the game plan, exactly what we're trying to do. And so, you know, I would just say the maturity of this offense is so much further than it's ever been, and everyone's ready to get going.
Specifically, I wanted to ask you about the offensive line. What have you seen from their progression from last year as compared to this year?
Yeah, huge. You know, the offensive line, you know, the big boys up front have guys that have had experience, like I mentioned earlier, and you know, they're getting after it every single day. And you know, physically, size wise those guys are huge, and you know, they're all freak athletes. I see them out here running 40s, and you know, they're getting under five flats, and you know, we got some strong, powerful dudes. And just the camaraderie with all of them and you know, the rest of the team is you know, those are the guys that set the tempo in the game, and those are the ones that come out and smack you in the mouth first. And so you know, their progress from last year, you know, is already huge. You know, just talking to some of the D linemen, I talked to Kyrus about it, and he's like, you know what, the O-line, you know, they're really getting there. They're good, you know, compared to last year. And so, you know, I'm glad. I wouldn't want anyone else up there protecting me. So